The Washington Post is reporting, and NBC News says it has also confirmed, that the U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency has found that North Korea has produced a nuclear warhead that can be launched on a ballistic missile. Japan's defense ministry said the same thing earlier today. Also today, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un released a statement on the state-run Korean Central News Agency, warning that there will be physical action against the newest U.N. sanctions. The sanctions are meant to curb Kim Jong-un's nuclear program by cutting about $1 billion from the country's export economy. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke on Fox News today about that.
This kicks him in the gut. This goes right after the hard currency. He's going to feel it. And all that money that he's been using for his ballistic missile program, you know, and he's not feeding his people, it just got reduced in a big way.
Earlier today, we spoke by Skype with sanctions expert Anthony Ruggiero, senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, and started by asking him his thoughts on North Korea's threat of physical action.
Well, it sounds like they're taking notice. I think that North Korea at times has claimed that sanctions will never hurt them, but this is, you know, a very typical response by North Korea. These are sanctions that could start to impact their revenue streams.
Yeah, they're against iron ore, coal, seafood. Will it really impact the government and its nuclear program, or again, just continue to hurt the people?
Well, I mean, the sanctions hurt the people because North Korea, if they do, because North Korea chooses that. North Korea is the one that all of the revenue that comes in, they spend on their programs, they spend on their military, they spend on luxury goods for their elite. They don't spend it for their people. So it's really a choice that North Korea makes.
Yeah. Well, and of course, the U.S. has to hope that it makes the right choice. What do you think about the, you know, Japan Defense Ministry's warning that North Korea doesn't just have the missiles that can go a longer distance, but may have the warheads that can go on the missiles?
Well, I think that's a prudent way to look at it. North Korea has been working on weaponization at least for the last 20 years, has been working on their program for at least double that before then. So I think it's an accurate assumption or assessment that they have the miniaturization to put on ballistic missiles.
Well, yesterday, a Chinese foreign minister said that they are willing to take the economic impact of increased sanctions with North Korea. But, you know, talking about what happens going forward, we've heard speculation that perhaps North Korea is looking over at Iran and saying, well, wait a second. Iran went through talks. Iran gave up its nuclear weapon capability in exchange for having some sanctions lifted. And now the current administration, the Trump administration, has made some noise about maybe walking back on some of that. If North Korea looks over to Iran, will they feel motivated to enter talks?
Well, I think North Korea has plenty of its own examples of essentially fleecing the other five parties for inducements to give up its nuclear weapons program and then have no intention of doing so. The North Koreans are frankly, have a PhD in doing that. So I think they've done it since 1994. And I think it's probably the other way where Iran is looking to North Korea and seeing, well, you know, we can get these inducements. And then at some point, even if Iran abided by the deal, they could come out at the tail end with a relationship with North Korea that could get them closer to a nuclear weapons program. This is really more about whether North Korea is ready to denuclearize. And if we believe the foreign minister in Manila, the North Korean foreign minister in Manila, they have no intention of doing so.
I'm still struck by the North Korean statement today that there will be physical action. What might that be?
Well, North Korea is very dangerous. I think people forget that, you know, it's only 7 years ago that they used presumably one of their submarines to sink a South Korean Navy vessel that killed over 40 South Korean sailors and shortly thereafter shelled a South Korean island. So I think they're more dangerous than they let off. I mean, it's one thing to have missile tests, but North Korea has been prone to lash out. So I think we have to be on the lookout for those type of actions.
Well, we heard you say you feel more sanctions, just more squeezing of North Korea. Given how unstable the leadership is there any possibility of going in the opposite direction?
when we look at the options for dealing with North Korea, we remain in the diplomacy and or sanctions. The only real way forward is to combine the two. And that's why I suggested that Secretary Tillerson should have met with the North Korean foreign minister. I don't think that would have been a good conversation for North Korea, because I think Secretary Tillerson should have been very clear with him about the types of sanctions that are coming. But in terms of negotiations at this point, the United States does not have the leverage to get the deal that we need. And this is what we learned with Iran, that it took a robust sanctions campaign to bring Iran to the point where it was ready to make concessions. You know, and there are different opinions on the nuclear deal, but at least everybody, even critics, agree that it's sanctions that got the leverage and got to the eventual deal.
That's sanctions expert Anthony Ruggiero, senior fellow at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Anthony, thank you.
Thank you.